Hudson, our landlady.
Ah, Mr. Holmes?
Sherlock, please. Getting a special rate owes me a favour. A few years ago, her husband got himself sentenced to death in Florida. I was able to help out.
You stopped her husband being executed?
Oh, no, I ensured it.
Sherlock! Come in, come in.
Well, this could be very nice.
Oh, very nice indeed.
Yes, I think so. My thoughts exactly.
So I went ahead and moved in. So I get all this rubbish cleaned out. So this is all your stuff?
Obviously I can straighten things up.
A bit. That's a real skull.
A friend of mine. Well, say friend.
What do you think, Dr. Watson?
Hmm?
There's another bedroom upstairs, if you've been needing two bedrooms.
Well, of course we'll be needing two.
Oh, don't worry, there's all sorts around here. Mrs. Turner next door's got married ones. Sherlock, the mess you've made.
Oh, looked you up on the internet last night.
Anything interesting?
Found your website. Science of deduction.
What did you think?
Quite amusing, I suppose.
Amusing?
You said you could identify a software designer by his tie and a retired plumber by his left hand.
Yes, and I can read your military career by your face and your leg and your brother's drinking habits by your mobile phone.
Stay to the place already.
How?
You read the article?
The article was absurd.
But I know about his drinking habits. I even know that he left his wife.
What about these suicides then, Sherlock? Thought that'd be right up your street. Been a fourth one now.
Yes, actually. Very much up my street.
Can I just ask, what is your street?
It's been a fifth. Where this time?
Brixton, Lauriston Gardens. Will you come?
Who's on forensics?
Anderson.
Anderson won't work with me.
He won't be your assistant.
But I need an assistant.
Will you come?
Not the police car. I'll be right behind.
Thank you.